Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Well, the story of this football game is that now you're going to play in your 14th conference championship game. I know you've joked around that your blood is really thinned out since being in Tampa. It's going to be in the 20s as you get set to take on Green Bay. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's great for our team. And, we worked hard to get to this point. Yeah. Two road playoff wins is pretty sweet. And we got to go beat a great football team, one we know pretty well. And, Aaron's playing incredible. And we're going to have to play great to beat him.
Is that just another way of saying that he's going to be more sensitive to cold now that he's lived in a warm climate?
Yeah, that's what that means.
Okay. You've joked around that your blood is really thinned out since being in Tampa.
Well, yeah.
You never heard that?
I've never heard that, like, because with him, I never know if he actually believes his blood is thinning out or not, or if he's just using it as an expression. Because with him,
that's a fair point.
With him and Alex Guerrero, maybe he had, knowing that he probably literally does believe something like that. Because he's weird.
I know.
He also like shouted out his family and his wife at the end of the interview. And I'm like, your wife, the supermodel, Giselle, cool. Like, cool story, bro.
Well, it's going to be
never heard
snowy.
Of her.
I guess it's going to be pretty snowy. Apparently they're saying 1 to 3 inches and 26 degrees and some wind as well. Time for transition that is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. The Lawrence Holmes Show is going to be handled by Zach Zaidman today. Hello, Zach.
You know, it's funny to me that we keep talking about defense and running the football in this city. When you watch the NFL playoffs time and time again, it's never about defense and the running game. It's always about the quarterbacks. Always.
Well, I mean, it's been a half a century here. I mean, we got to go dig up all this, more than that. We got 100 years. And if it's about the quarterbacks here, the Bears are in trouble this year and in the foreseeable future.
Yes.
Zach,
and yes.
Vibe killer Zaidman, what are you
to
do?
I mean, I could have gone in a different direction and said, Brandon Staley, another guy who's been at Hallis Hall over the last decade that they failed to identify, is now going to be the head coach of the Chargers, the same organization that's had Bruce Arians in the building, Chris Ballard in the building, Dave Tobe in the building, Joe Douglas in the building. Those guys are elsewhere, and we're left with what we have right now. It's very frustrating when you watch the anatomy of the destruction of the football team over the last decade. Not fun.
Yeah, you can't lament the loss of Brandon Staley before you know if he can coach.
There were a lot of people when he was around, when I covered the Bears, that said, this guy is someone you should keep your eye on. And Vic Fangio ended up taking him to Denver with him. Within a year, he ended up being the defensive coordinator of the Rams. I think that's all part of the process, right? Being able to properly identify what you have in your building.
Being able to be white. It's a huge thing. If the best possible thing he has going for him is that he's white. and it keeps the doors open and gets them the opportunities that other more deserving people don't get. That's my takeaway from it.
He'll get exposed pretty quickly if that's the case. We got to see if that defense actually, you know, reigns true and his skills managing a team are going to actually happen. But, you know, you can also learn on the job, apparently, as we have come to find out over the last week.
After 6 years of general managing, yeah, just still learning on the job. It's apparently all you got to do. We collaborate.
I think what would be nice is if you can put together the kind of infrastructure in place where when you're lucky enough, and occasionally it's happened the last few years where these great quarterbacks have somehow become available, whether it was Tom Brady last season, you know, the belief is that maybe Deshaun Watson is available. We don't know. But it would be nice if you were able to create the kind of infrastructure in place where you really are just a quarterback away. Because Brady took a hard look at what was going on at Hallows Hall last offseason before signing with Tampa. And if the infrastructure had been in place, meaning the offensive weapons around the quarterback, a solid defense that would live up to expectations, if those things were in place, maybe he ends up playing here instead of there, where clearly they have the infrastructure in place and they were only a quarterback away.
He has a nice little nest, and then that's the team around him, and then he just plops right into the nest and he's good to go. You know what it sounds like you have a little bit of, Zach? You have a little bit of jealous football energy, which is how we started our show, with some jealous football energy. Because here we are seeing the Bears' plays being run, and they're actually being executed, and they're in the playoffs, and they're moving forward. And we're just hanging out here in Chicago, watching. Howdy skies forever.
Now, to be fair, Mitchell Trubisky threw the exact same pass that Jameis Winston threw. That wasn't on the quarterback.
Better. He made a better pass.
Yeah, that was...
But that's, I think the point being that you're so close and yet so far, and that you have to turn on the TV and see your own ghost up there, because even the play that was called by Andy Reid with a backup quarterback in there, and that Tony Romo is just gushing over, that's the same reason we're calling Matt Nagy an idiot, is because he's going out of the shotgun on fourth and one and trying to make some kind of quick three. It works for them. It works for them, and that is a staple Bears play with some of that sprint action stuff. I mean, I know a lot of teams use it, but that's what kills you, is when you see what you know Matt Nagy wants to see, but it's other teams doing it.
Right. I think that it just goes to show you that they're not, even though, and there are two ways to look at it. Like you just said, you could say they're years away from building the kind of team that you need, or you can tweak certain things, and we've seen it. You don't, I think in order to win consistently, you need to have the elite level quarterback, obviously. And we've seen that with the teams that have made it all the way to the NFL's Final Four. But I would submit that you can win a lot of games and get into the playoffs. We saw it last year with San Francisco and Tennessee, running the kind of football that the Bears have to run given their personnel right now. Now, does it need to change? Yes, ultimately, if you want to sustain success. But I think given some of the limitations that they're dealing with for this offseason in particular, I think that maybe you have to sacrifice a little bit of what you'd like to do, what, say, you saw Kansas City do yesterday or what you saw New Orleans do yesterday, and tweak it. So what we saw over the final month of the regular season, we see over the course of the regular season. Now, can you beat the best teams in the NFL doing it that way? I don't know, but I know that that's the only shot they have given what they've got on their roster right now.
Zach,
wasn't that supposed to be kind of what this year was too, though? Wasn't this year supposed to be a version of that?
Yeah, but for whatever reason, really the last 2 years, they weren't able to figure it out until the final month of this regular season. And the schedule was very favorable over the final month of the regular season. So the Bears somehow were able to get into the playoffs. But if you're going to try to win with what you have, you've got to be able to do what they did during that final month of the regular season. And it doesn't mean that you're going to score 30 points every single game. What it means is you're going to play tight games, which is not really fun. it means you have to avoid mistakes because you're not good enough to make up for mistakes because you don't have any firepower. And that's coaching, ultimately. And you have to hope that with, I hate using the word collaboration because that doesn't win you NFL games. Smart decision-making does. You have to be able to identify players this offseason that can help you maximize that approach to winning, in my opinion.
I want to thank everybody who joined us today. Doug Glanville was a terrific guest, as was Hub Arkish. Thanks to Jordan Malley for doing everything that he did today. Also, Connor O'Donnell for handling the video feed and the Twitch chat. Zach, what do you have today?
All right, we got a lot of stuff. Tom Thayer is going to join me for most of the next hour. We'll break down what we saw in the NFL playoffs, look ahead to championship weekend, and also what is realistically next for the Bears during this offseason. Sam Acho made a recommendation to the Bears today via social media about who he thinks should be the next defensive coordinator. We'll talk to him about that at 1, and we'll also ask the former Bear, because he's been at the forefront of this. On this Martin Luther King Day, I think it's a good time to reflect and see if real progress has been made in the sports world after all the protests that we saw during the summer. So we'll take the temperature with Sam Acho coming up at 1 o'clock, and then we'll also go down to Houston and find out what's fact and fiction when it comes to this Deshaun Watson story.
Sounds like fun. Happy MLK Jr. Day, Zach. Thank you.
Be well, my friends.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.